More information is surfacing about what led to the deaths of two people near Holton Street, one killed by a stabbing and the other shot by a police officer. The Tallahassee Police Department has identified 38-year-old Tony McDade as the person who was killed in the shooting and who stabbed 21-year-old Malik Jackson to death. McDade recorded a video early on the morning the incidents took place. In it, McDade recounts being jumped by a group of men and vows revenge. A word of warning. This story contains language and references that listeners may find disturbing or offensive and is inappropriate for children. I'm Blaze Ganey.
I just know, before I kill myself through a shootout, because that's what's going to happen, because I'm going to pull it out. You know, these officers nowadays, they see a gun, they're just going to shoot, so that's what I'm pushing for. Because I don't want to be here on earth dealing with the government and they.
That's Tony McDade's voice in a Facebook Live video he recorded Wednesday morning around 1 a.m. He would later die the same day from an officer-involved shooting. In his final Facebook video, McDade refers to himself using both male and female pronouns. Neighbors and friends WFSU interviewed for this story referred to McDade using female pronouns. Close friends of McDade say he identified as a transgender man. In the video, posted hours before his death, McDade outlines his version of the events that led to him wanting to kill five men. McDade ultimately stabbed and killed one of them, Malik Jackson, before being killed by police.
She was talking about getting jumped last night and all this stuff. That's crazy.
A resident in Leon Arms Apartments, who said she knew McDade, showed WFSU the video. While she was skeptical of law enforcement and media attention, she agreed to speak if we only used her first name, April. She describes what happened.
I just heard pop, 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 pop. So I'm like, you know, they shooting early in the daytime. It's daytime. They shooting. So by the time I came, my stepson Zion told me. He said they just killed somebody.
April says that's when another friend showed her a video of what took place.
My other homeboy came through and he said, April, this is the girl they killed. He showed me the video because he was there when this happened. He had a video recorded. So when he showed me the girl, a picture of her, I said, that's Tony.
April says she immediately went to Tony's most recent and final Facebook post.
She was talking about it on Facebook. About whatever happened with her last night, about getting jumped and all that stuff. And then I seen it, she was showing her knots on her head, and they scraped the arm.
Somebody that I gave my loyalty to allowed her son and nephews to jump me.
McDade in their own words. According to the video, McDade said he had weapons and had planned to fight one of the men. The men wanted a fair fight. Again, the video.
Put the gun down, Tony. Put the knife down, Tony. He's going to give you a straight up fate.
Tony says the fight started off as a one-on-one, but after he made an insult, four other guys joined in.
When the first they tried a black Acura, the biggest of them all, hit me. I say, you hit like a girl. And then when I went to approach to complete the mission, that's when the other hit me from the back.
After showing his wounds off to the camera, elbow bloody and scraped, and two noticeable lumps on his head, Tony made a final warning to his attackers.
And it took five of you to kick and punch and have me on the ground in a fetal position. And I came out looking the same way I was before I went in that fetal position. But you know what? Y'all ain't gonna look the same when them bullets touch your dome. And I'm posting this live. Warning comes before destruction. And I'm telling you, five, that you're gonna die.
During a press conference Wednesday following the shooting, Tallahassee Police Chief Lawrence Revel said officers were responding to a call about the stabbing death of Malik Jackson.
The suspect description that was broadcast was a black female, all black, bald, armed with a pistol and a knife.
The department says McDade aimed a gun at a responding police officer while he was in his car. The officer later shot and killed McDade. Tony's friend April believes lethal force was unnecessary.
They could have paid her. They ain't have to shoot her, that's all. They just, whatever she did, they say she did, accusing her of doing whatever that is, I don't know, but they ain't have to kill her.
In his Facebook video, McDade describes attempts at suicide and outlines a history of sexual and physical abuse. He served more than 10 years in prison for armed robbery before being released in January and was arrested early in May for threatening a person with a BB gun.
Nice young man, you hear me? I wish he was my child, man.
The night after the deaths, family and friends held a candlelight vigil for Malik Jackson, the 21-year-old who was stabbed and killed by McDade. Jackson's aunt, Abigail Jackson, believes both her nephew and McDade would be alive today if help had been provided.
If TPD would have done their job, two lives would have been saved. Meaning, find the person that I called the police on, and if that person was locked up, whether Baker acted or, you know, incarcerated, that would have saved that person's life and my nephew's life.
Jackson says she knows McDade's mother and that the two of them have spoken since the deaths. She says both families are grieving the loss of their loved ones. They're hurt, Jackson says, from what they've seen on social media.
What I could say, if we, the way that people post on Facebook and convict people without knowing the situation and wait and let the police or whoever do their investigations, things would be much better. My family is not a family of violence.
Friends and neighbors in the community say they believe McDade suffered from a mental illness and believe if proper steps had been taken, he'd be alive today. WFSU News could not independently confirm those statements. WFSU News made numerous attempts to reach out to family and friends of both McDade and Jackson. Some did not want to go on record, but helped provide information on the lives of both people. Investigations into both of their deaths are ongoing. The shooting marks the third officer-involved shooting in Tallahassee this year. If you or someone you know is contemplating suicide, or if you feel you are in a crisis, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. It is a free 24-hour hotline at 1-800-273-8255. For WFSU News, I'm Blaze Ganey.